Welcome to the Primal Pioneer, a no-nonsense podcast teaching you how to rewild your life and heal your body using nature's medicine kit. I'm your host, Heather Shepherd, classical homeopath, author of The Sunlight RX, and alternative healer. For the past decade, I've been helping people overcome acute and chronic health disorders and brain injuries using a 100% natural approach. Enjoy this episode and subscribe to this podcast to stay informed about your body, your health, and how to lead the healthiest life possible, even amidst our crazy modern world. Hi everyone, welcome back. Today I am going to teach you five signs that your body is healing the root causes of your disease or health struggles. And you know, this can be a really kind of trendy topic, meaning this root cause mentality, these words, these phrases, healing the root cause, I'll help you heal the root cause. Okay, amazing. Like, yeah, where do I sign up for that? That sounds really good. But how do you actually know if you're touching on these root causes with the modalities or the therapies that you're using? So it is my goal and hope that this episode can be really helpful, empowering to you all along your healing path to help you gain awareness around, hey, am I really, how's my healing going? Am I really making any improvements? Am I touching upon these root causes? This person tells me they're going to help me heal the root of my issue, but how do I really know if that's accurate? You know, because most people on the healing path who are into alternative healing, they literally try hundreds, thousands of things. I mean, honestly, and there's so many things going into the body, modalities and supplements and this thing and this thing. You know, there's so many wacky shit out there that people are trying to sell to other people, claiming that it heals this and it removes this gene and turns this switch off. And it's like, people want to heal so badly, so desperately. Believe me, I know that feeling and what it's like to struggle with something and try all of these things and not know if they're actually working. You know, many people have no idea, like they're doing all of these things and have no idea which one of those things, if any of them, are actually helping them and are actually helping to remove, okay, the root of this issue. And just like putting it out there, there's no one single root cause, and I'll get into this throughout the episode today, but there's never one root cause of a health issue. There are usually many layers and many root issues involved. So, I am going to teach you five signs that I use in my private practice, in my homeopathic practice particularly, that your body's healing root causes of your disease. These are the exact same signs that I look at to say, hey, are we making progress? Are we touching on the root cause of this person's suffering? Before diving into this topic, however, I just have one announcement. It's pertaining to the last episode on how to hardwire your Wi-Fi in four simple steps. I got a lot of very positive, good feedback on this episode. If you haven't taken a listen yet, please do so. And if you have Wi-Fi, please, please take a listen to that episode. I literally walk you through how to hardwire your internet and get rid of Wi-Fi. This is one of the most supportive things that you can do for your health. Most people, they have this misconception that hardwiring their internet is complicated, it's expensive, it's gonna, you know, make the speed of my downloads slower. No, it's actually none of those things. In fact, I have much less complications with hardwiring my internet than I ever had before I knew how to do this and used Wi-Fi. So I want you to know that hardwiring your internet, it's easy, it's affordable, and it's a super important step to health and healing. You know, and right now we're seeing more and more studies and papers and information being released as to how Wi-Fi and cell phones are literally classified carcinogens. So, you know, just like conventional cigarettes, they got us addicted, hook, line, and sinker, and decades later we learned, hey, cigarettes are actually a classified carcinogen, they're super bad for our health. And, you know, honestly, it's a red flag. When man interferes with nature, there's big problems that often result. And, you know, we can take an example of the sun. Sun is a natural source of EMFs. The UV light, the red light, the blue light, the light emitted by the sun carries electromagnetic frequencies. These frequencies are very healing to the body, to the hormones, to the gut microbiome, to our circadian biology. However, when man interferes, creating its own set of man-made EMFs, cell towers, cell phones, Wi-Fi, etc., then the positive effects go to swing to the negative side and by a long shot. Like, we have major health issues by being exposed to man-made EMFs. Likewise, the tobacco plant, you know, people have spat and chewed and smoked tobacco for ages without negative health effects. Man comes along, adds pesticides to the plant, and, you know, because they don't want it infested by pests. So to prevent that, they don't think about the root cause of that, right? Like, the soil's depleted. Come on, like, just work with the soil and you can improve the pest. But just despite that, so they come along, here comes man, they add pesticides to the crop, and then they turn the tobacco into cigarettes, which is not just tobacco anymore. Now we have a host of heavy metals and tar and all sorts of toxic shit to these cigarettes. And, you know, oh, suddenly we have mouth, throat, and lung cancers as a result. And it's the tobacco's plant. Excuse me, it's the tobacco's fault. And it's like, whoa. Okay. So, bottom line, stay out of nature's way, live by her laws, and learn to hardwire your internet. Okay. Super important. Part of the healing process. Okay, that being said, let's get into this episode because I have a lot to share about this topic. It's an important topic. And these, as I mentioned, are core signs that I look for in my private homeopathic practice to tell, hey, is this person getting to the root of their issue? Are we removing the root causes here? So this can be incredibly empowering to have an awareness around. So you can actually tell if what you're doing is working. Is it helping you? Is it supporting you? Is it moving you towards a state of improved health? Are you actually removing root causes of the disease like this thing or person or whatever therapy has claimed to do, right? And so first, I'm going to preface this whole talk, this whole subject with these signs that I'm going to teach you, these five signs, they are very clear to observe, and they can be observed fairly rapidly or very soon after homeopathic care in particular. Under correct homeopathic care, I should say. If you're not using homeopathy correctly, the remedy's wrong, the potency's off, then these five signs likely will not present themselves. However, I also want to say that you can apply these five signs to any modality that you're using. Just know that with other modalities outside of homeopathy, that these signs can take longer to develop or notice, or they may not even happen at all. in the case that it doesn't happen at all, this is just a sign that, hey, the modality actually isn't capable of peeling back, helping to remove root causes of the disease, and, you know, you can use a different approach. That would be a sign like, hey, okay, I have to try something else because this actually isn't moving me forward. And this is exactly why, and I know I mentioned this before in the podcast, but this is why I use homeopathy, because of its ability to remove root causes and to do so effectively, and to start doing so not long after one starts homeopathic care. Believe me, I've been trained in a lot of things. I went to acupuncture and Chinese medicine school for almost 4 years. I studied nutrition in college. I have tried and studied several modalities and have found homeopathy to be the most effective, and that's why I use it in my practice. So let's get into these five signs that, hey, your body is removing root causes of your condition. Okay, number one. This is the easiest one. I'm going to start you out really simple. Number one, you're feeling better overall. You have more energy. You're more upbeat. You're more positive about life. And this feeling, this improved state lasts. It sticks. It holds. It's not just like, oh, a day, here we go. Oh, I'm feeling amazing today. You know, you could be a placebo effect. You take some supplement the day before, or somebody does an energy session work on you, and the next day you're like, oh my God, I feel amazing. Life is good. I'm finally cured. But then like the next day or the week later, all your symptoms return. So you feel better overall, more energy, more upbeat, more positive about life, and this feeling sticks. Of course, we're going to have up and down days. We're human beings. There's going to be harder days. There's going to be easier days. There's going to be fun days. There are going to be days where you're like, oh, fuck, that was like a really hard day, right? But for the most part, in general, you feel better, and that feeling sticks. Okay, number two. The pathology moves from inside to outside. I'm going to get into the specifics about this in a minute, but I really want to bring this point home first. So most people are under the impression that this very misleading and false impression that if we start something for our healing, this supplement protocol, this food thing where I have to avoid this list of foods and only eat this list of foods, or, you know, some other protocol, right? We're under the impression that once we start the thing, that our chronic symptoms should disappear and that we should be fully healed and feeling like we're freaking 14 again, right? We have all the energy in the world. We feel amazing. And that's how we should feel when we're going about our chronic conditions that we've been, you know, dealing with for some time, and that took years to develop. And I want you to think about all of the crap that you've had before the cancer or before the diabetes, or before the depression or chronic migraines, the chronic fatigue. Think about all the crap that you put into your body before then. All the emotions you didn't deal with, because we weren't raised really to even know how to do that. Think about all the suppressive crap that you've taken for all of those things, the migraine and everything that came before that, the strep throat, the bronchitis, the allergies, the constipation. Think about all the suppressive stuff that you've taken, you've put into your body, the vaccines, the antibiotics for your life, throughout your life. everyone today has layers to heal and work through. And we have to clear the uppermost layer first to be able to get to the underlying layers. You know, you can't jump from cancer to 10 years old when you were in amazing health. Like, you can't just erase all of that in one swoop. You know, the suppressive therapies, the suppressed emotions that haven't been dealt with have been sitting there and lingering and building layers upon layers on for years. And when you start the healing process, you start with the uppermost layer. The uppermost layer is always the symptoms that are presenting in the present moment. That's the uppermost layer. You can't get to things underneath that, buried underneath that by the antibiotics and the statins and whatever else you put into your body. You can't get to those underlying layers before the uppermost layer is cleared. And you're going to start your healing. You start it with homeopathy. You start it with whatever protocol or therapy you begin. And that uppermost layer is what you're going to target first. Once that layer is removed, another layer is going to surface. You're going to remove that uppermost layer, and then here comes the elevator comes to the next level. And each layer represents one to a few root causes of your condition. So there's not ever just one root cause. There's many, many root causes. So you peel the uppermost layer back, you remove it with solid homeopathic care, you expedite that process with your Sunlight RX, with the Sunlight diet, and then eventually, this takes time, it's not like this magic wand, months later you get to the next layer, which is going to present with different symptoms. So I'm getting a little ahead of myself with, you know, by going into number three a little bit here, which is the return of old symptoms. But the point I want to make very clear is that healing is not a single event, you know, because, you know, you heal cancer, C. diff, you heal the hormones, you heal your migraines, and that's it, right? Whatever you're struggling with right now, you heal those things and we think, that's it. I can now go on with my life and do quote unquote normal things, things that don't involve healing, right? And we get sick in the first place because we think healing is this solo experience. It's a one and done type of thing. But our choices outside of the healing event, for the most part, fuel sickness. They cause us to be sick in the first place, right? Our lifestyles are set up back asswards. So considering our health from preconception, meaning your parents are going to be involved here, till the day that you take your last breath, this is the more normal way of living. It's only our modern society really that has really brainwashed us to think and believe otherwise, you know, that we should be able to be on our cell phones and watch Netflix whenever we want and be on Wi-Fi and never go outside and see the sun. And then, you know, we get sick and take suppressive therapies. It's like the way our life is set up. Just throw in there that you go to school and sit in chairs under fluorescent lights all day. It's like this thing that we're in, the way things are set up, it actually doesn't fuel healing. There's nothing preventative with regard to our health and well-being about it. It literally, each step of the way, sets the stage for chronic disease. And so, you know, our modern society has really brainwashed us to think and believe you know, otherwise, that that's normal, and thinking about our health and choosing healthy things is actually weird and abnormal. So if you're currently dealing with a chronic disease, it's really can be helpful to understand that in order to heal the root causes of that chronic disease, that symptoms need to develop once you start touching on those root causes. And I should say different symptoms than your presenting symptoms. And I know this can get a little confusing. So I want to see if I can say this in a way that might bring you all some clarity and help tie this point home. Let me give you an example here. So one symptom that can be very positive and indicative that, hey, what you're doing, the path that you're on regarding your healing right now, i.e. the remedy, the homeopathic remedy you've taken is healing root causes. A positive indicative sign of this is when the pathology moves from the inside, the deeper levels, to the outside, more towards the periphery. Some examples of this are when, let's say, you have or your child has asthma. You treat them homeopathically. Asthma is a deeper issue. You treat them homeopathically. Then the asthma gets better, but then they develop eczema. This actually is a very, very positive sign when treating asthma, is if the asthma gets better and the child or person develops quite severe. It can be in many cases eczema. Many people would freak out with that. Oh my, yeah, the asthma's gone, but now what am I going to do about this eczema? What do I do about this? We don't want to suppress that because the asthma will come right back real quick. Real quick, okay? And this, however, is one very positive sign that you're healing the root of the issue. The asthma is going away, it's improving, and eczema is developing. That's one example. Another example is when depression, you start treating the depression, and then this nagging, annoying hay fever allergies develop. Or when you're treating cancer, and then bronchitis develops, or you have cancer, right? This deep, deep issue. These are all deep issues. Depression's a deep issue. Hay fever, that's on the surface. That's a surface issue. You're treating cancer and deep, deep pathology, and then bronchitis develops. That's more of a surface level. Cancer's deeper, bronchitis much less deeper. You're treating cancer and a skin rash develops. This is one of the most positive things I look for when I'm treating cancer. I mean, there's a couple. One's fever, but one's in acute. Another is skin rash. If I'm treating somebody with cancer and they develop a skin rash, that is a very positive sign that the cancer is coming up. Or another example, you know, I'm treating pericarditis, deeper issue, and then the person develops some sort of staph infection with regard to pneumonia or bronchitis. Very, very positive sign. Goes from a deeper level and it's working its way towards the surface. We want that condition to work its way towards the surface. We cannot expect or think that our deep issues, we do something, we take a supplement, we do have a remedy, and we do a protocol, and magic happens and we're suddenly don't have any symptoms at all. The body's designed to have symptoms. Number one, it's a way it cleanses itself. It's a way it heals itself. It's a way it prevents you from death. If you didn't have symptoms, you would die. If you had drank contaminated water with E. coli in it or food with E. coli on it and your body didn't produce symptoms, you would just die. You wouldn't get diarrhea. You wouldn't get nausea. You wouldn't get vomiting. You would get death. Symptoms are an important way. They're your body defending itself. So because of all the suppressive therapies pretty much all of us have had throughout our lives, we have to know that once we start treatment, whatever that treatment may be, if it's actually working, the surface layer symptoms should start to improve, and then other symptoms should start to come to the surface. So, you know, it's important to know that these issues on the deeper level, the cancer, the depression, the pericarditis, the OCD, the panic disorders, these issues all developed, if we really talk about some core root causes, and I always mention this, the suppressive therapies, the vaccinations, the antibiotics, the topical or oral steroids, these conditions have, if they're suppressed, they didn't just go away. They just got pushed deeper into the body. So deeper pathology forms. So cancer forms. So heart issues form. So diabetes forms, right? So seizure disorder forms due to suppression. So once you start treatment, these deeper issues, a very positive sign is if then the deeper issues start to gradually resolve and things come more to issues, symptoms come more to the surface level. Let's see. So, you know, honestly, this is an amazing sign. It's a sign that I celebrate in my healing practice. If a client comes to me and says, "Hey, Heather, my chronic symptom is lessened, but now I'm having these new symptoms and they're more on the surface layer," I say, now we're really on to something. Now we're really making progress here. This is an amazing sign. And it's a core sign that you're starting to heal the root cause of your condition. Number three, and I mentioned this, I kind of weave two and three together. It's hard, a little challenging to separate them. But number three, the return of old symptoms. As a homeopath, this is one of the scenarios that we all hope for. Like, return of old symptoms. Hell yes, there we go. We're on to something. When the current symptoms improve and the old symptoms return, this is a foolproof, sure sign that you removed the uppermost layer of your current health condition. And when this happens, well, a lot of things. When this happens, I celebrate. But when this happens to my clients, I get an email. Knock, knock, Heather. I thought I dealt with this already. Why is it back? So let's talk about this, because whether you're currently working with me or you work with another homeopath or you're under some other therapy and, your condition, your present condition improves, but old symptoms are returning that were under the impression that you dealt with already, right? Why is this back? Why does this happen? Why is this a good sign? So if you have an old symptom return, it's, for one, it's a sign that it wasn't actually healed in the first place. Something suppressed it, whether it was a modality that you were using, or you had, like, let's say you were dealing with eczema or allergies. They went away, but you noticed they went away around the time when you started a new job that made you really anxious, or, you know, you experienced a big grief in your life or a trauma. Something can actually be suppressed by an emotional event. It doesn't just have to be a suppressive therapy. So, but if you're under homeopathic care, here's the return of an old symptom that you thought you dealt with. it's a sign that actually it wasn't really dealt with. It was suppressed. And now when it returns, we can really pull it up by the roots and remove it. I want to give you an example of this. It's a case study of mine that I've been treating and working with, someone with depression. And so this person was, we were doing homeopathy work together for several months. The depression started to lift more and more and more. And once the depression started to lift and really make some serious headway, and this is depression for years and years this person has struggled with. So the depression starts lifting. It's getting better each month. Better. It's improved. Yeah, I'm feeling better, feeling less depressed. But then this hay fever returns, this old symptom that this person had before the depression. Before the depression, the person struggled hard with allergies, coryza, hay fever, just nose running like a faucet. And so we started homeopathic treatment for the depression. The depression started to improve. About 6 months later, wicked allergies. Nose just constantly dripping like a faucet. So, you know, this person, they had to go to work. They had to be in this work environment where it wasn't really going to fly for them to be constantly blowing their nose. The job this person's in, in the food industry, it wouldn't fly, wouldn't go well. So in order to make it through this situation, in order to show up for work, I was like, man, what am I going to do? They started taking Claritin. Had to take it for work, right? So they couldn't show up snotty and nose blowing for work. So that's the only thing that really the person knew what to do. So so I said, okay. I said, let's talk about this in one of our sessions. I said, what happens? I asked, what happens when you take the Claritin? Do you notice anything about your mental, emotional state? You know, tell me what happens. Because, and I said, I'm predicting if you take the Claritin, that the depression will return. And they said, oh my God, that's exactly right. As soon as I take the Claritin, my nose stops dripping, but I feel more depressed. And why? Because Claritin is suppressive. This over-the-counter meds are suppressive. Some of the least suppressive over-the-counter meds are ibuprofen. And I know that has a different name overseas. Panadol, I believe. Same thing. Those are the least suppressive of the over-the-counters. So I just want to mention that. And those tend to not antidote homeopathic work, but other over-the-counters and, of course, prescriptions will absolutely antidote. So this is an example that they took the Claritin, and then what happened? They reverted into that upper layer of depression. But as soon as as soon as that happened, here comes the nose running, right? It's this pathology, right? The depression is on such a deep level. That's a deep level of pathology, okay? We can go deeper than that and get to suicide. We can go deeper than that and get to schizophrenia. You know, those are very deep, deep mental, emotional pathologies. But so you start treating the depression, and then the nose is running. The nose is running excessively all the time. Very, very good sign. In order for the depression to fully heal, that nose needs to run and run and run. It's like all of that mental, emotional gunk, the pathology that caused the depression in the first place, is starting to come out. The body always will find an outlet, and it needs an outlet. It needs an outlet for this stuff to come out. That's why you get the cough. That's why you get the skin eruptions. That's why you get the tumor in the first place. It expresses itself. It's trying to find its way out. That's why you get the allergies. That's why you get the migraine headache. It's trying to come out. So, it's really important to understand this concept, right? Because if the treatment is correct, old symptoms that have been previously, that you've had previously, and that were suppressed previously, will begin to return. And this is a very good sign, and we want to avoid suppressing the old symptoms as much as possible. There are some cases where that might not be possible, but most cases, or many cases, it's very possible to approach the symptom without suppressing, without using any suppressive therapies. And in order to continue making real lasting progress with health, these old symptoms actually need to return. They've just been suppressed. It's like, you know, that bill that to the IRS, you've been like, just like put it at the bottom of the pile, and maybe I'll get to it before the deadline, and then all the other things pile on top of it. It's like, the IRS bill isn't going to go away. It's going to be there. And you need to start removing the top layers so you can, you know, get back down to the bottom of that pile and address it. So this is a really good sign when old symptoms return. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's not that like, oh my God, I thought I dealt with this. It's just that it had been suppressed. It's a sign that the uppermost layer has been addressed. And now, here's the next root cause that you can approach. And you'll get rid of that layer, and then another layer will come up. This is part of life and health and healing. Let's talk about number four. So the mental emotional state improves. However, physical symptoms may intensify. I want to talk about this. We are taught that life comes in a pretty box with a red ribbon and there's a puppy inside. That's awesome to have those experiences in life. I mean, awesome, amazing. We need those. But we can't go into our healing expecting that each modality we try is going to be that. It's going to help our current situation. Let's say here's a depression, and we take a remedy and we think life's going to be amazing. It's like, life's going to be way better. But now we have to deal with the coryza, the hay fever, the allergies, right? It's like, it's not just going to be one and done. It's like, now here's the puppy. That puppy needs to be socialized, potty trained, et cetera, right? So there's always these layers. If your chief complaint is a mental emotional issue, let's give some examples, okay? Anxiety, panic disorder, depression, suicidal thoughts, OCD, maybe you have constant disturbing sexual thoughts or violent images. These are some examples of the pathology being on the mental emotional level. So, when someone starts homeopathic care, and the mental emotional state improves, like especially when they come in with that's their chief complaint. The chief complaint is a mental emotional issue. We need to treat that mental emotional issue, okay? Before we can start really diving into the physical issues, and also physical issues are likely going to be less strong or disturbing of a symptom when there's a strong mental emotional symptom. So when somebody starts homeopathic care and they come in for mental emotional issues and the mental emotional starts to improve, but oh man, here comes they send you an email, you know, a few months in, I'm starting, my mental emotional state is really good, Heather. I'm really happy about that, but I now have a runny nose, wicked hay fever, wicked constipation. I now have wicked acne, right? It's actually a very positive sign, and it shows you that the root causes are being stripped away and health is actually improving. Whenever the pathology is on the mental emotional state, in most cases, that is a much deeper pathology. It's much more threatening to health, to life, than a strictly physical pathology. And so when the mental emotional state begins to improve, the body then can start expressing symptoms on the physical level. This is a great sign that the healing is moving in a positive direction, and now you can address the physical symptoms. When this happens, it shows us the root causes are being stripped away, the health is improving. Not only that, life expectancy is increasing, improving. And with correct homeopathic care, this is one of the long-term benefits, is this longevity, this life expectancy is improved, supported in very positive ways. Number five that I'm going to talk about today is high fever, the development of high fever. And I talk a lot about high fever all the time. We are scared of fever today. COVID has just totally thrown a wrench in our thoughts about fever. No longer is it like I stay in bed and have chicken noodle soup. It's like, oh my God, I better go take a COVID test and stay at home and shelter in place and get my will together. So, we've been feared into thinking that fever is dangerous and bad, and we've been feared into this for years. However, in the past couple few years, it's just the insanity and the fear around fever has gone off the charts, to the point that people try to avoid fever by getting double, triple, quadruple vaccinated, masking in their car by themselves, these ridiculous things that have nothing to do with health and just suppress the immune system and cause more of our health issues. We've been feared into these things. We've been misled and misguided. Usually if the government or Western medical world recommends something, you want to question it hard. I think you all know that about me. And if you listen to this podcast, you probably are on that page. But if they suggest something and say it's good for you and a good idea, you want to question that. You want to question anything that they promote to the masses as a good idea. It usually doesn't have your best interest at heart. High fever is one of those things. So most people don't recall the last time that they had a high fever, and I'm talking about, and please translate this into degrees Celsius for all of you overseas, but most people don't recall the last time they got high fever of 102 or higher. And as soon as we feel hot or warm, then, you know, we've been trained to take something. You know, if our fever gets to 99, it's like, oh my God, quick, give the kid some, you know, Tylenol fever. So, or ourselves, you know, take something that's going to reduce the fever. It's like, don't get me wrong. It's important to treat high fever, 102, or higher. It's important to treat high fever, but not until it's high. And as often as we can, we want to first approach with homeopathy, something that's not going to suppress the fever. When you treat high fever with homeopathy, it's like successfully, it's literally like removing 2 to 5 plus layers all at once. It's like you go in and it's like this massive Tetris game. It's like do all these layers are removed and cleansed in that high fever all at once. It puts the person in a position to really make some serious, significant improvement and headway with their health. So, you know, reason being, high fever is the number one way that the body cleanses and detoxes itself. It's like taking the immune system to the gym. Today, people can't get high fever because, you know, we've spent so many years suppressing our symptoms. You know, I don't even know what the vaccine schedule is today for kids. I know it's atrocious. And I know the standards. And I also, one of my students just shared with us that it looks like now they're going to be adding the C19 jab to the MMR jab. They're not going to tell you that. They're just going to tell you you're getting MMR. People have to be informed about this. And I don't support any of the vaccines. And if you want to call me an anti-vaxxer because of it, you know, you can label me as whatever you'd like, but the bottom line is that vaccines are suppressive. They're filled with toxins. They're filled with substances that are foreign to the body. They're filled with heavy metals. And they set the stage for chronic disease later in life. They're one of the most suppressive therapies. We can add chemo and radiation to that. We can add, you know, steroid, oral or topical steroids to that as well, but this is one reason we don't get high fever anymore, is because as soon as you shoot out of the womb or born via C-section, doesn't matter, you're going to get blasted with vaccinations. And as the months pass, you'll get more and more of those vaccinations. The schedule is ridiculous. It's setting the stage for chronic disease to occur earlier in life. It's setting the stage for autism. It's setting the stage for heart disease, neurological conditions, you name it. And unfortunately, people are saying that they're neglecting their children if they don't get them vaccinated. That is absolute BS. We could turn that story in the other direction real quick, that you're a negligent parent because you're vaccinating your kids and putting poisons into it. It's like there's that's a whole big subject in itself and one for another day, but this is a reason why people can't get high fever today. This is one main reason. Vaccines are like putting a cement block on your immune system, and it will quickly lead one into a chronic condition. And the lower one's level of health, the earlier that chronic condition will develop. Let's say autism after the round of 6 months vaccines. You know, let's say asthma after the first year of round of vaccines. Let's say cancer, let's say leukemia when a kid is 3 years old, right? So in order to restore health, we have to restore the immune system. In order to restore the immune system, we have to treat the body homeopathically and gradually move it towards this enhanced level of health, removing the layers and moving it towards this ability to get high fever. We see this in hyperthermia. Cancer, people who want alternative modalities to help heal their cancer, they try to raise the body temperature to really high levels. I'm not a fan of hyperthermia, of inducing fever via, you know, a man-made thing or an external modality. I'm really not a big fan because the body needs to be able to do it on itself in order to make these improvements with health. If we induce fever, artificially, it's not going to have the same impact as if we are able to produce fever on our own, if our own immune system is able to produce that fever. But when somebody after, it usually takes several months to, depending on how deep the pathology, a year or two for somebody to be able to develop a high fever. But when they do, this is a clear sign, clear, that you're starting to really remove root causes of your health conditions, of your disease, of your health struggles, and you're making real, real improvements with your health. So, I hope that this was a helpful episode and that you're able to apply these five signs, these five factors to your own private practice or your own personal healing journey, because they're really accurate indicators that your body's healing on a deep level. It's healing these root causes. If you don't experience any of these signs, I would question what you're doing. And you want to give it time. You know, under homeopathic care, these symptoms could take 6 to 8 weeks to develop. But you want them to develop in a, you know, relatively short amount of time, a month, 2 months tops, after you start homeopathic care or whatever modality you're using. And if you really struggle with a chronic disease, it could take longer for these signs to develop. But we want to start seeing some signs along the way within a short period of time, 1 month, 2 months. So if you found this episode intriguing, and you know, you have this insatiable appetite to learn more about healing and homeopathy, whether it's for your own health, maybe you have private clients, maybe you have kids or family members who you're like, they need this information. How can I help them using homeopathy? Then I'm going to invite you to apply for my classical homeopathy course and training. And that's starting this September 2022. It's going to be taught live. These are not recorded lectures. These are live. I'll be teaching it via Zoom. And I will teach you how to use homeopathy to treat, to approach acute and chronic conditions and become a classically trained homeopath. It's a year and a half program with clinical experience, with live clinical experience. With teachings, we're going to learn 100+ remedies. You're going to learn how to use specific potencies when addressing certain conditions, acutes, chronics. And if you'd like to apply, you can go to studyclassicalhomeopathy.com. You can learn more about the program. You can apply. If you want to learn more or set up a call before applying, send me a DM, sunlight_rx. You can email me at heather.shepherd@gmail.com, heather.shepard@gmail.com. And we have I'm really excited about the group who's going to go into this program this September so far. And we're going to do some good things. I told them the other day, I said, listen, you all are going to be among the world's best homeopaths after this course. And I mean that 100% with my whole heart. And you just watch, in 10 years, homeopathy is going to explode when people start to learn how to utilize it and how to use it to treat acute and chronic conditions. Because in the past, what did we do with our acutes? The babies died, the kids died, we had infections, we had bullet wounds, we had all these things that homeopathy is really, really does impressive work for, but nobody knew how to use it. We didn't have the internet back then. We didn't have homeopathy schools back then. Homeopathy schools actually were became much more popular in the 1800s, mid-1800s. It started to gain some popularity. And they were actually, homeopathy was a core part of medical training, even in the United States, up until the Flexner Report came in and shut down homeopathy. Wasn't going to make them any money, you know, and the intake took too long, you know. Just give everybody the same thing, the antibiotic, the statin, the vaccination, and then get the next person through the door, right? That's the mentality we took on. That's the direction medicine went after the Flexner Report, and homeopathy went in a night. And now I know this medicine's going to just explode over the next decade. As people begin to really experience the dramatic health improvements that it's capable of when under correct homeopathic care. So I'm super stoked to hopefully be part of jump-starting and reinvigorating that movement back to health using homeopathy. And I'm very excited to be offering this course as a way of doing that and supporting that and moving in that direction. Okay, see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. To learn more about my approach to health, to see all of my creations in the kitchen and all of my Sunlight RX tips, you can follow me on the gram at sunlight_RX. And subscribe to this podcast to access weekly episodes.